I want you to put your hands together and give a real Smith Ridge welcome to the great Jimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys. Good to be back up here at Ralph Stanley's Bluegrass Festival. Before we get started, we want to know if you had a lot of fun here today, have you? Huh? Well, I hope me and the Sunny Mountain Boys don't come out here and spoil your evening for you. I can say that right now. It's a little cool, but it's better be cool than too hot. Is everybody feeling all right? What now?
Fixing to get hot.
I don't know what's going. Be happy and have fun. That's what we're here for. As long as you enjoy it, we'll stay with you all night. Woo!
Thank you.
Things I know I've learned the hard way. And if I can't win, I'll be checking out again. That baby, you don't know my mind today. Dirty job. Life's too short, you worry me. You sound sweet and kind, I can never doubt. Baby, you know my mind today. See with me again. But I want you to meet them anyway. Let's see, which one would we start out with? We'll start out with a little Arab. This is the first time he's been on a stage with me in so long, I nearly forgot his name. But he's been with me 8 or 10 times, and he'll probably quit 8 or 10 times more if I stay in the business long enough. If anybody wants him to work, he'll just leave me and go right with him. Then he'll finally drift back working with old Jimmy again. But now he's helped me record, and he's played the fiddle on some of my recordings. He's good in his place, but they've not dug it for him yet. From Arab, Alabama, Vernon Durick. Let's hear it for Vernon, would you? Now this boy here, he's just turned 18. Now he's never been married, never been had, but he said he could be had. And he happens to be the son of the great Dwight Dillman, who went to Japan with me and played the banjo, and now owns Bean Blossom. And got it fixed up where you, one of the finest places in the world for a bluegrass festival. Come down there around June the 15th, 16th, 17th, be with us. And this is his son, Derek Dillman. Give him a nice hand, would you? He can smile, girls, can't he? Do it. Hey, let's see you, Derek. Sit back up here again. He gave him a smile. Look at that. Let's see now. Come around here. You'll be hard to get along with going back because there's one person here who knows him. Oh. How you doing, Hank Snow?
I'm a little under the weather tonight, Jimmy. I got a sore throat. Huh? I got a sore throat.
Okay. Where are you from?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm from New York.
From where?
New York, you know. New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the city.
Yeah. You look like it.
Yeah, thank you.
Ernie Sykes, give him a nice hand on the bass, would you? another guy that's not been with me in 3 or 4 years, 5 years. It's good to have him back with me, traveling with me. You can't tell it by looking at him, but he happened to be my son. He had a beautiful mother. Nice hand for Ray Martin, would you? How about little sweets? You know the reason why we call him Sweets? He wears earrings. If he was a woman, I'd marry him. It's good to see you. How long have you been with me?
14 years.
14 years. Says he don't want to work with nobody else. I appreciate that. You've eaten good, ain't you? But you have a good job, don't you? If I get home. David Nance, give him a nice hand from North Carolina. You know, David's got a beautiful wife, and this Christmas, he looked at his wife and said, "Honey, what can I buy you where you can wear around the house here at night, look real sexy?" I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Well, I want you to put something on and look real sexy to me every night around here." Yeah. So, David said, "What can I buy you?" She said, "Well, about the only thing I need, honey, is a brassiere." So David looked back at her and says, "Now, you know I can't buy you a brassiere. You never did have nothing to put in one." She looked back at him and smiled and said, "I might not, but I buy you shorts all the time, don't I?" Good to see you all happy. Here's a sad song we're going to sing for you. It's a tear-jerking song. We got it in the album and also in a cassette and a CD and everything over there. But it's a sad song and a tearjerker, and the way we sing it's from pitiful. So just get ready and get your handkerchiefs out. If we never meet again, this side of heaven, we'll leave this world loving all you. Thank you. Everything but my memory. Train 47 either. Kind of keep it slow as you can. Sweets over here sang you one. you like to hear him sing one? Huh? Okay. You know, down at home, there's a little boy down there, and his dad and mother was real poor, and he's wanting to get him a bicycle. He said, "Dad, would you all buy me a bicycle?" All the other little boys around here got one. He said, "Honey, we ain't got the money." He took him to church, Sunday school every Sunday, and when he got back one Sunday, he decided to write to the Lord and ask him to send him $100 to buy his bicycle. His dad and mother didn't have the money. So he wrote, "Dear Lord," and sent it by USA. When he got to the post office, why, they said, "Wonder how we're going to get this to the Lord." Said, "I guess the closest thing USA would be George Bush up at the White House." Said that'd be the closest thing we could get to it. So they sent it on up there to him. So it got up there to his office, and his secretary opened it up and read it. The little boy needed $100. And George said, "Well," said, "just mail him, write out a check, mail him back $5. And said, "Everybody else probably down there will give him $5. He'll get his bicycle. We'll help him out that much." So the little boy got the $5. When he got it, he sat down and wrote to the Lord again. Said, "Dear Lord, I appreciate you sending me that $100, but why in the world did you have to send it up there by Washington, D.C., let all them crooks get a hold of it? They kept $95 to send me just five of them down here." Are you all Republicans or Democrats? Huh? I'm a Republican. We're gonna let David Mann sing you one. So David's got out a CD and a cassette. So is our bass player. You've got CDs and cassettes too, ain't you? And they've all got them right over there to our record table. When we get through, well, we'll all be over there and sign autographs for you. We've got a couple of brand new ones out that we've did. And at Louisiana Hayride put live with me since 1958 to 1960. Of a bunch of Hayride shows we did down there a long time ago. Yeah, I've even got Fern Young introduced me and Johnny Horton. I'm going to turn loose here and quit talking so much and let David sing. Get in here, David, and tell him about it.
We'll sing for all lines, Jimmy.
Okay.
Bye.
to sing you a gospel song right now. Some of the people requested for it. And kind of let David Nance step out in front here and kind of sing a little high part here. He done been out in front once here, so he'll be out in front again. Okay. Let's do this for Dixie Hall back there. And Tom T's going to be out here and sing a couple songs with us. And Brother Dr. Ralph Stanley is going to be out here and sing one with me, I reckon. And do this for everybody that's up here with Tom T and also Dixie. That pretty girl back there with the glasses on, the little blue coat. She's always been nice to us. Cooks up cornbread up the bean blossom, don't you? Okay. One called Stormy. You know? Talking to a girl over here. I don't know what you're about. He's not putting on. He means that.
He left his Viagra at home.
Buy mine.
Hold on.
this up. Woo! 20-some-odd years ago.
I know you folks would like to hear that, wouldn't you? Okay, so come on out, Ralph. Bring all you boys. Where's little Ralph? John's gone home, took his wife. Well, that's a shame. Huh? Well, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. My fingers is frozen. Ralph, I want you to stand up here close where I can look at you just a little bit. And what I'm going to say to these people, if you'll just get right up here where I look at you a little bit. I'm so proud of you. You know, when I, back home on the farm, I was big enough to plow corn. And I listened to you and your brother, Carter, and on the radio every day at Farming Fun up there at Bristol. And I heard you sing so many times, Man of Constant Sorrow. And the only man I've ever heard sing it, for my part concerned, until these other guys made a record in this movie of it. And I was just asking, I wondered where that song come from. Your name should be on that song. What do y'all think about that movie, huh? Ralph Stanley, me back home, before I ever got started in the music business, would sing that after I'd get through plowing corn, come home for dinner, and I'd hear you and Carter, Pee Wee Lambert, all of them up there singing it. And there ain't nobody yet today, Ralph, can beat you singing that song.
think so. Can you beat that, huh? And that movie, I went and seen it. And you all have seen it, and you'll agree with me. Without Ralph Stanley's part in that song, and the ending of it, with him and his brother Carter and the quartet singing Come Angel Band, is the prettiest thing in the whole movie. I enjoyed it. I stayed there till he sung every bit of it on that. Thank you. And I wasn't there by myself. About everybody in the movie there in Nashville sat and listened to you all finish that song for delivery. Give Ralph a big hand, would you? I love him. All right.
Good things, I appreciate that. You're my favorite too.
I hope because you come a member of the Grand Ole Opry, you won't forget the same.
I'll never forget you.
I know my name's Mud backstage down there, but that's all right. You gonna kick it off over there, young Ralph?
Yes, sir.
Don't you miss a lick. Sang one or two. Yeah. Would you really like to? Yeah. Come on out, Uncle Tom. Give him a nice hand, folks, would you?
Thank you all so much. I appreciate these boys giving me up to sing. I'm not working up here. I just came up here to hear the music, and they asked me to get up and sing, and got a free cheese sandwich so far, so.
You what now?
A lady gave me a free cheese sandwich a while ago.
Yeah. For singing. Well, I thought she was part rat.
I want to sing a song. I got a lot of heroes. This is one of them standing right over here. Jimmy Martin. Ralph Stanley. And a lot of these old guys.
And, thank you, Doc.
But one of my all-time favorite heroes was a young man who died when he was about 19, and I was about 7 or 8 years old at the time. And I got to Nashville and started writing songs, and I wrote a song about him, and it's a tribute to him. I remember the year that Clayton Mullaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. Made a big impression on me. Oh, it was a bad for me. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad he did. Get a plate with the best guitar picker in our town.
Oh, sing it, Tom.
I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. It's in the we're going to sing it in the key of G, aren't we? Now we're going to sing it in my tempo. Because this is my song.
I thought we rehearsed it in L.
This is a gospel song. You don't do that.
In L.
No. But we're going to sing it in G, and we're going to sing it in my tempo, because it's my song, and it was my mother's favorite expression. Now, what's your side of the story?
My side of the story, first time I heard Tom T. Hall sing, I was out at a place where they played me some songs to record for Decca Records, and it was, I'm trying to think who it was, Jimmy Key's office.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Jimmy Key's office, and Decca Records had sent me around to listen to tapes so I could get some songs to record a session. And they played me Guitar Picking President. And I recorded it, and I looked at them. I said, I'm going to record it. But I said, let me ask you one thing. Why don't you get this guy to sing it, record it? They said, well, he can't sing. I said, the hell he can't. I bet if you get him on a song, you'll make a hit all over this country. Look what he did. You've heard his hits, ain't you?
Well, me and Jesus kind of rock me going. Me and Jesus got that all worked out. Me and Jesus kind of rock me going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about.
Once was a sinner, I knew a man who once was a drunk. I knew a man who once was a loser. He went out one day and made an altar out of the stone.
Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. Play the dobro over there.
All about.
with us. What a big crowd. The people loved him just like they do here. Just think about a man that's popular as Tom T. Hall and just comes up here to spend the week with Ralph Stanley at his festival. Ain't that nice? Just think about that, everybody.
Thank you. I told Tammy who gave me the cheese sandwich. I'm gonna keep on until I earn that sandwich, you know.
Yeah.
I told her I'd sing her a little bit of this song. I love little baby dun. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. Now y'all help me here.
How about Father?
And I love you too.
That's good. Can't let him leave like that. Give him a good hand. What's that? Yeah. Good to see you, Tom. Hey, have you ever seen Tom T. Hall's wife, Dixie? Yeah, here, come out here, Dixie. Take a bow. Hey, come out here, Rick. Ain't she lovely? Now you see your reason why Tom T. Hall hangs around, don't you? Good to see you. How's them little dogs are doing? Basset hounds. Are they? It's good to see you, honey. Take care of Tom. See if he stays all right. Two more. How about three? Song we'd like to sing for you. We got it in the album. When we get off stage here, we're going to stay just as long as you people over are with us. May stay all night with you. It'd be hard to get off this hill in the nighttime. All right? Yeah, we will. We don't stay all night with everybody because everybody don't ask us. And come over there and we'll autograph some for you. You don't have to buy nothing. And be sure to come over and get a plenty of stuff for Bean Blossom. Don't you all forget now. Marty Stewart's my special guest on the Saturday. What date is that? I can't even think of it. Does anybody know what date that is?
June the 17th.
Huh?
June the 12th through the 17th.
Run by Dwight Dillman. Come over there and see how good he's fixed Bean Blossom up for you. You'll love it. And Dwight, you can pay me for plugging it anytime you want to now. And you folks, everybody of you here, go over and get you a flyer and a picture of me and Marty Stewart on a postcard. You can take it home with you. Here's one that you'll find in one of the albums called 50 Golden Years of Jimmy Martin. Back in 1956, this song got up number 9 best-selling record for the RCA Victor people. Not as bluegrass, it was in country music at that time. Me and Bob and Sonny recorded it. It made a big hit. So we got it in the album over there, and we're going to sing it if you think you can do it. Can you? I can do it all right putting for my fingers. I never have had trouble with my fingers, but tonight they give me a lot. Well, don't laugh about it. God is saying, 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 God is saing, God is saying, 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 God is saying sang this right here to my wife when I got divorced. Now all I've got to sing it to is my girlfriends. There'll come a day when you're old and gray, when all your friends have prayed away. Then I'll look at you and say, hey, buddy, got away. Us over there, and all the boys are going to be over there and sign their CDs and cassettes and whatever. Vernon, and also Mr. Sykes back here, and Mr. Dillman, Mr. David Nance. Everybody's got an album about my son Ray. These boys all need to record and get them something else. I'm gonna do this one right here and hope you'll enjoy it. See, if you'll kick me off on the sunny side of the mountain, we'll do it that way. Get off here. Well, not my favorite, just about so cold I can't even touch it to my guitar. and we'll be over there with you. We got a song that we recorded that I didn't even know that I sang down on the Louisiana Hayride. And it's live. It's got a CD out on me and shows that we did from 1958 live on the Louisiana Hayride until 1960. And somebody down there, I was talking on the air, they hollered from the audience to sing a Jimmy Rogers song. So I did just a little bit of it. I'm going to try to do a little of it tonight, but you can get a better version of it over there. If you boys are ready, we'll try. What a man you've seen and sat in a sea. What a man you've seen and sat in a sea.
Another hand for Kimmy Martin and the Sunny Mountain Boys, ladies and gentlemen.